GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Guest co-host Lee Speronis, I heard Howie Carr's chump line yesterday, and a guy called in and said, day one of remote learning, I'm wondering how I can get this kid transferred to another classroom. Speaking of his own child, in all seriousness, how do we talk to our kids about COVID-19, what's going on in the world, and yes, what might be happening to our family? Lee, Chris McLaughlin is our friend with Northern Light Acadia Hospital. He's on line three. Want to welcome Chris back to our program.
Chris, good morning, and thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Chris, how do we talk to our kids about the madness?
Well, it's super important for us to be as calm and collected as possible, but also as clear and honest and transparent as possible. We're taking a lot of calls and having a lot of conversations with parents who are feeling rightfully very anxious about what's ahead, and frankly, we don't know. And we're finding some comfort in our ability to say, we don't know, but here's what we do know. And so I think for as often as we try to reassure kids that it's going to be okay, it's really as much about managing our own anxiety and our own behaviors. Our kids, just like they always have, are going to look to us to take some guidance on how to proceed and how they should be feeling about these situations.
And Chris, I think that's a great point about being transparent. We have different age groupings of kids too. I think it's different how you speak to a 5 or 6 year old and how you speak to a 23 year old.
True.
You know, but they all need to be spoken to and with.
True.
But so, I mean, could you delineate a little bit the difference, because speaking to a 10 year old versus speaking to a 16 year old?
Yeah. So, you know, kids that are young, you know, I'm talking 3 to 5, you know, maybe not even school age yet, they absolutely know what it feels like to feel sick or to have, to just not feel well. And so, you know, what a preschool age kid really needs to know is what to do to take care of ourselves when we feel sick. We lay on the couch, we curl up with a blanket, we get our favorite stuffed animal, we watch some TV, we drink some ginger ale, and more importantly, we continue to wash our hands. Those are skills that that kids of any age can really learn. With kids that are more school age, you know, you mentioned like a 10-year-old. These are kids who are in school, they're social, they are able to understand how, at a very basic level, how illness and disease spreads. So we can start talking with our school age kids about the importance of hand hygiene, of washing up our hands, and the importance of keeping our illness under wraps. So when we're sick, again, we stay home.
Chris McLaughlin with Northern Light Acadia Hospital. Yesterday, when Dr. Prescott was on with us, he suggested that maybe you don't have to talk to your young kids. Let your young kids talk to you. Ask them what they're thinking. Ask them how they're feeling, and let that start the conversation.
Absolutely. This, you know, obviously this pandemic is all over every form of media possible, and as it should be. But our kids, as we have, I think every time you have me on your show, we talk about kids being somewhat of that sponge, and they're soaking everything up around them all the time. And so you can really follow the lead of your younger kids. And as you've also heard me say several times, Rick, check in with your kids. It's okay to say, hey, how you feeling about what you're seeing? How'd you feel about that? And take the lead from them.
Chris, there's a little bit of a phenomenon going on with this with regard to the generation that grew up in 9/11. And we're finding over the older students at Husson that grew up during and post 9/11 are handling this pretty well, because it's they've been through things. Students in Florida and Louisiana are handling this probably better than people, you know, from Vermont and Maine, simply because they go through natural disasters all the time.
Yeah, it's certainly an unfortunate sign of our times, where we now have generations of kids who are kind of sandwiched between different kinds of crisis. And we live in a world where our kids are doing live shooter drills in school the same way that we all do fire drills when we were younger. And so I think the resiliency, these are words that you've also heard me say every time I come onto your show, our kids are a lot more resilient in a lot more ways than we give them credit for. And so I would absolutely echo Dr. Prescott's suggestions, is that we follow our kids' lead, we take some direction from them, we're really active in our listening, and we're paying attention, and we're looking for the nonverbal signs. We're looking for those concerns that might not be coming from their mouth, but from their behaviors.
With pointers on how to talk to your kids from Northern Light Acadia Hospital, Chris McLaughlin is here. Lee is in for George here this morning. A change is as good as a rest. This remote learning thing is kind of new. I can see my kids, Ian and Colin, being kind of excited about this. I'm even kind of embracing what's new. Maybe, Lee, you are too. Chris, what happens when this gets old? And it could get old fast. We can be strong now. How do we be strong next week? God forbid the week after. God forbid the week after that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really all about routine and consistency. We're, again, talking with a lot of families about keeping things as close to the normal schedule as possible. It is super important for kids and parents who are working from home to get up at the same time they always did, to go to bed at the same time they always did, to make sure that their meals, their snacks, if there's any nap routines, all of those stay just as it always did. If kids are used to having gym class in the morning, then get their exercise, get that hour a day that our kids need in the morning. If kids are used to an after lunch playground time, get them outside as much as possible. I think one of the silver linings to all of this is that spring is on its way, and so we can have kids and families outside starting to do chores and yard work and doing some spring cleanup right now as part of their learning schedule.
I'm sorry, we're all shocked at the thought of our kids doing chores. I think that's why we're all silent all of a sudden.
Yard work.
What?
I'll tell you, in my neighborhood, I live in Herman, and in my neighborhood, I have seen and heard from families who are out. I see them as they're out on the sides of the road collecting trash and getting bags of cans started as they're really getting a jump start on sort of beautifying our neighborhood. It's been really fabulous to see.
Yeah, we're going to do that this weekend, actually. I'm with you. It's funny.
We'll send your kids over to my house then.
A professor that's next to me had her daughters at home, and she was asking them, just clean up something around the house, and they're looking at her like she's from Mars.
Well, there's a siren on the rock. Chris, there's a siren over on the rocks here of all of this, okay? And it's singing to our children and maybe to the adults as well. It's called a screen.
Yeah. So screen time, as you've always heard me say, is something that, even now more so than ever, bears watching. I am super impressed with the innovation that I see from our schools and communities on moving as much education as they can on to the virtual space. I know that there are schools that are using virtual museum tours all over the world to bring the outside in as much as possible. Audiobooks, And all kinds of different ways to get learning done through it, those little screens. At the same time, social media is probably more, that siren is screaming even more now than ever, because kids are distant from their friends and peer groups. And so they're really going to grasp at anything that they possibly can to stay socially connected. And while we want that to be the case, we want kids to feel connected, we absolutely have to be more vigilant now than ever before on making sure that what's happening on those screens is safe and appropriate.
You know, that said, I did log into FaceTime so my kid could FaceTime with his best friend, coordinated with the best friend's parent yesterday, and they had that social interaction, Lee.
Yeah, Chris, I like your comments, and I would like to address something real quick. We have switched at Husson pretty much to either online or Zoom, which is great because Zoom is face-to-face, so it's giving us that social interaction. And you talked about normalcy, and it's basically, hey, we're just swapping the classroom for the screen, and we're still staying the exact same schedule on the syllabus, and you're absolutely right. If you can remove that anxiety, even for 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, it really, I've already noticed it in 3 days. They're amazing. They're absolutely amazingly resilient, these kids.
We've got to celebrate that as much as possible. I have friends that are hosting virtual play dates on FaceTime and even platforms like Zoom or Google Hangout, where the kids are able to play their, you know, play games. And I talked to a parent yesterday who was doing some role-playing games with multiple households through televideo technology.
One thing that kids always seem to do well is when there is a crisis, they want to do something. They want to do their part. They want to help.
How do we channel that? Yeah. So, you know, that's a great question, Rick. I think as I referenced, getting kids out there as part of that community service piece, doing a quick cleanup of the neighborhood. It's a great time for kids to go through their toy chest and their dresser drawers and get donations set aside for some of our community partners who absolutely need these things. Bottle collections, it's a great time to go and collect bottles around the neighborhood and consider donating those to organizations around us whose resources are so taxed trying to care for our more vulnerable population.
Oh my word, you just gave me an idea on how to clean the house and get the kids engaged at the same time.
Absolutely.
I've never loved you more than I love you at this moment, Chris.
and make it a challenge. See who can collect the, if you have multiple kids at home, see who can collect the most toys, games, clothing. See who can get the biggest pile and offer some kind of fun reward. Maybe they get to choose which local business you're doing takeout from that night.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.